You're listening to a special Valentine's Day edition of Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. With me in the studio, I'm pleased to welcome Tracy Ross and Rebecca Feldhaus.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here today.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. I'll tell you what, last year, Beck and I had so much fun reading our love poem winners. We decided to come back and do it again this year. So we're just going to alternate, and I'll start with the first one on the list. This is My Valentine from Eva D. Wetmore of Murray. My love had gone. My life was a mess. I tuned the dial to WKMS. What have I found? I cocked my ear. There's music and comments. It's all very clear. Lo and behold, it was morning at 8. I poured my coffee and filled my plate. The news, how refreshing. Wait, wait, don't tell. The music was soothing. Am I under a spell? The stories and programs continued so fine. I just had to tell you, I love St. Valentine.
Well, thank you to Eva Wetmore. That was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And as you guys know who have been listening, this is the second of the Love Poems Sound Good at WKMS. And the top 10 are read on the air, and then the announcements of the winners, have they already been made or will they be made?
The winners know they have won.
Okay, so you know if you are one of the winners. Let's pop over to the second one. This is an Ode to Morning Edition from Barbara Cobb of Murray. Out of the darkness, you wake me with a whisper. Then gently talk me through the cold gray dawn. You tell me stories of the living dead, of epic moments, of empires falling, of humans, seemingly infinite cruelty to humans, and equally infinite love. The rain falls, the windshield wipers groan on the glass, and you keep on telling our stories. Seasons change, the stories change, but you are here. And I know enough to know that I can go on. Spacemen fall from the sky, bombs, drones, meteors, dust, and we go on. And the windshield wipers groan on the glass. And I am home. Tell me stories so I will know.
Ooh, that's very good, Barbara. Next, we have Saturday Night Dancing. This is from Nancy Phillips in Murray. On WKMS at 5, we hear that old piano from down the avenue. Our hearts leave Kentucky in time to arrive. St. Paul's Fitzgerald Theater, seats for two. A week without ketchup, starved for rhubarb pie. No answers to life's persistent questions, but a visit to Wobegon gratifies. We lean in for the news, flat screens and fish shacks, pontoon boats with grills. Mishaps abound in this cold northern town. Guitars and fiddles float through prairies and pines. We're being carried away by sweet tunes of romance. The rug becomes a dance floor. Our feet join the polka. Holding tight, we begin a sashay. Then dreamily moving to the count, we melt to a waltz. 2 hours of renewed affection, we forget each other's faults. Honey, how could we ask for more? It's Saturday, and Garrison's coming through the door.
This poem, and the last line especially, reminds me of some of the tailgating that Portlandia has done before the Prairie Home Companion. If you guys haven't checked that out, that's a perfect thing to check out on this Valentine's Day if you love public radio. Next, we'll be going to a writer from Princeton. This is from Tammy Sanders, and the title is, this is another ode. This is Ode to My Favorite Radio Station. WKMS, you've earned my devotion. You enrich my life. Put my brain in motion. Your breath of fresh air when my day is stale. You engage my interest with wait, wait, don't tell. All things considered, my sentiments sincere. You inform and inspire me, pleasing my ears. From Morning Edition to Beyond the Edge, you always sound good, and I faithfully pledge I'll tune in to NPR, whether it be 89.5 or 91.3. The splendid table feeds my cooking desire, and Diane Rehm's show stirs political fire. I count on you always to keep me informed about news, events, weather, and icy storms. I savor house blend, juke joint shuffle, and world cafe. Talk of the nation and BBC make my day. I cherish the time I spend listening you at Cafe Jazz, Jive House, and the front porch, too. Far beyond the live broadcasts, my affection goes on. Love It Live, Pick and Party, and Pennington on the Lawn. Since May 1970, you've been a star. I love you, WKMS and NPR.
Thank you, Tammy. Up next, we have Matt Markgraf, Man Crush, from David Harper of Katie's. Matt Markgraf, Man Crush, like Titanosaur Evolved, Weekend Energy, WKMS, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Chocolates Now, Please.
Short and sweet.
Just like Matt.
And next we go to Hazel. This is from Seth Grogan. It's titled simply WKMS. WKMS, there is so much to say. She's there for me in the morning when I wake up each day. She's there when I lay my head on my pillow at night. When we are together, it feels just so right. You'll never believe the way our love came to be. It's like a fairy tale straight from Walt Disney. I fell in love with her the first time we met, with Kate Lochte's voice coming through the radio set. I was in love, head over heels. I wanted her with me at work, at home, when we went out to meals. We grew so close, she was the perfect fit. Until the fateful day she asked me to commit. Pledge? The request really panicked me. I wanted life, I wanted to be free. Responsibility? I didn't need it. What for? Why? So I left her alone that day, and I said goodbye. I went in search of another to be with me. WTPR, WKYQ, WFGE. The flings were all fun, I'll have to say. But none of them fulfilled me in that special way. But I was young and stubborn and wanted my fun, with my head in the clouds, waiting for my moment in the sun. You're so immature, my parents would say. Grow up and learn about the world around you each day. The ones you're with now don't know about current events. They only play music. That's not worth 2 cents. They don't inform you in any real way or make you a good citizen or stay up on and have your say. Every last one will leave you, you'll see. When the trouble comes around, where will they be? But I was too young, I was too busy sowing a wild oat or two. I couldn't see what they saw or know what they knew. Until one day an ice storm came round, and out of my radio there came not a sound. I was left all alone, scared and sad with the blues, without power or water or even local news. All the other stations wanted was party and music and fun, but they couldn't tell me what the weather had done. Without electricity, they couldn't tell me anything at all, not like Diane Rehm or Tracy Ross or Kai Rizdahl. I suddenly saw how foolish I'd been. I'd turned my back on my only true friend. I wondered if she could ever forgive me as my trembling fingers searched the dial for 91.3. I hardly dared hope she would still be there after I'd been so heartless and treated her unfair. When suddenly through the static came a voice, oh so sweet, I begged her forgiveness, throwing myself at her feet. She helped me find gasoline and food and took me back in, even though the way I treated her was really a sin. I told her then I was ready to commit. The day I made a pledge is one I'll never forget. The lesson I learned through those icy, stormy days is a relationship is one only if it works both ways. I'd taken for so long, but never given back, not caring that I had it all while she suffered lack. It was fate that we'd be together, I guess. I love you till the end, sweet WKMS.
It's an epic poem from Seth Grogan, who, like the rest of us, has probably not so fond memories of that ice storm. But we were on the air. I'd like to point out that we were cold, but we were on the air.
And we're glad you came back, Seth. Thank you.
Very, very glad. Up next, we have Cafe Jazz Pizzazz from Levingston Lewis of Katie's. On Tuesday nights, once I've heard my final lecture, as time winds to nine, there is no conjecture. It's jazz I need to unwind. Rather than my own ear, I revere and adhere to Todd, George, Brian, and Bob, who clear my air and induce a head nod. Thank God, the glorious frequency that I frequent frequently sings a bebop in melody, 91.3, swings freely, enveloping me into the cafe jazz with beats grooved to soothe, as it always has.
Next, we come right here to Murray from Elizabeth Hammonds. This is titled What Public Radio Does for Me, a haiku sequence. On a cold Sunday, a prairie home companion always warms my soul. all things considered, plays music I would never have heard on my own. When I need world news, the BBC NewsHour keeps me on my toes. All things considered makes me feel much smarter than I am in real life. Mondays and Thursdays, I depend on cafe jazz for smooth sounds at night. There's nothing better for lovers of great music than the World Cafe. Then Saturday nights comes my favorite of all, It's Beyond the Edge. So take this poem to WKMS as a sign of love.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Now we're up to definitely my favorite title of a poem that we received. This is My Husband is in Love with Kate Lochte. This is from Mary Addison Lamb of Springville, Tennessee. My husband is in love with Kate Lochte. It's her voice, a whisper with honey. What's more, I know there are others. Soraya, David, Linda, Carl, Ira, Scott, Tracy, Lourdes. Once when there was gunfire in the background of Sylvia Pajoli's report, I heard him cry out, "Run, Sylvia, run away." He called her by her first name. Of course he would. We know them personally. They come into our house daily to entertain, inform, make us think. Anyway, I can't really complain about his love for Kate. After all, I have Garrison.
There's somebody for everybody on public radio. And this is, it looks like, our final poem. So thank you for all your entries. This is from Celia Brewer in Mayfield. This is called How I Came to Love Public Radio and WKMS. When I was a teen, the Mayfield media were few. Channel 12, CBS, Channel 6, NBC. Two channels only. Television was new. Radio, however, was a different thing. We had many stations for our daily listening, and transistor radios were carried afar to Kentucky lake beaches or our backyards. Only AM radios were installed in our cars. The coolest station was in the Midwest, out of Chicago, called WLS. The hippest DJ played top 40 songs. With Dick Biondi, we all danced along. Then I went off to college, to Lexington, where I studied a lot and, of course, had some fun. Motown was smokin', and so was rock. The Beatles, the Stones, Smokey Robinson. Then one day, I tuned WUKY in. The NPR station at dear old UK, coming from the top of Gothic McVeigh, and into my life thundered Morning Edition, All Things Considered Fabulous Men and Women. Susan Stamberg, Bob Edwards, Cokie Roberts, Scott Simon, and a guy from Ashland named Noah Adams, who got his start at UK and was said to hanker for the U.S. Capitol and national news anchor. And thus began my love affair with public radio and great programs on air, and stations I supported with each change of address from Corpus Christi to New Orleans to WKMS. Its programs and people are some of the best. Asia, Chad, Jenny, Kathy, and Katie, on to Matt, Dr. Bob, Todd, and Tracy. From Beyond the Edge, Black Cats Jump, and Do the Juke Joint Shuffle at Cafe Jazz, it all sounds good, with very little kerfuffle. These folks do their thing, and do it with flair, plus a lot of aplomb. That's the reason my radio, on top of my desk, never leaves the dials left, or WKMS, FM.
Thank you, Celia, and thanks to all of the winners of our 2014 Love Poems Contest, and thanks to everyone who submitted a poem. It means a lot to us that you think enough of WKMS to put your words into a rhyme. And thank you, Beck Feldhaus, once again for sharing this with me.
This has been fantastic. We have some photos that I believe Matt's taken. We have very festive hearts saying thank you to all who have contributed to this. So thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say one thing. Tracy, I don't know if you remember last year. This was the day before I got engaged and added my second last name. So I'm now Beck Feldhaus Adams, and WKMS is where I met my husband. What a perfect way to celebrate.
Amen.
Thanks again to Tracy and Beck for reading all those wonderful poems for us today.